It's great to be here and welcome you to worship. If you're visiting us, can I just say to you that our church has just embarked on holy habits, and each month of this year we will be studying in our small groups from the platform, from the pulpit, a different theme. And this is the last Sunday of our holy habit of prayer. And by now, this church should be praying far more than it was a month ago. I hope it is in your life. But you know, God, He doesn't always answer prayer how we would like it. And many prayed for a lovely sunny day for the carnival. But where were you, Lord? We didn't see that lovely sunny day. But He had a plan. If He made it look very dull and rainy, then Gemma and her team and the churches together, children's tent down on the front would be full of children. And it worked, Lord, it worked. There were hundreds. Gemma had made up 150 packs and she was run out by 3 o'clock. And they didn't finish till 6. So the mission is working down there, and God knows best. God knows best. Also, there are people here in this meeting this morning who God has answered prayer. And I'm going to do it. We have with us now the summer session of the college, International College. If you're from the International College, would you like to come and join me on the platform right now? Come on. Don't be shy. Come on down. Come on. And the children. Come on. Come on down. Here we are. That's it. Children all over the world are the same. Slow, slow. Here we are on the platform. Stand up here, boys and girls. Come on, that's it. Up you come. Find a space. Lovely. Well, here they are then. Now let's give them a Felixstowe welcome. I need to tell you, we are the Salvation Army, but don't worry, we haven't got any guns. We've only got brass instruments and our voices. And when we worship, we use our brass band to play, and we use our singers, and not everybody in the congregation is a good singer. You may sit next to one this morning, but be polite. But what I want you to do, you won't know the words or the tune of that catchy little number the band play, but you don't have to be able to sing. You don't have to read music. You've all got a pair of those. So all you have to do, and see how clever you are, we clap off the beat. So it's us, la 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 la. If you want to dance, you can dance. But so follow me and you can't go wrong. Introduction, and would you like to stand up, please? And they're the words on the screen if you want them. So here we go. Little introduction. To prayer was that all your parents were praying, oh Lord, make them safe on the plane, Don't let it crash. Let them have a good time there. Don't let them be bullied by the teachers and all that sort of thing. You know. And answer the prayer. You arrive safe. And the staff are wonderful, aren't they? Yes. We speak a different language. I know you meant yes. Well, that was really good. Now, we're going to sing that chorus again. And we're going to clap. And I want you to clap all your way, all the way back to your seat. Okay? So wait for the introduction. And introduction, band. And are you ready? God is with us all the time. But sometimes we forget. We forget the habit of prayer and we go through difficult periods in our life. We worry about family and we forget that God is there right beside us. We're going to remind ourselves that God is there by singing a little song which will appear on the screen. And it's "The Lord is there. Have no anxiety. Make your requests known to God in prayer. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety. Make your requests known to God in prayer." We'll sing this through twice very prayerfully. And may it teach us something, that the gift God has given us of prayer needs to be used. Prayerful little chorus. Songsters are going to come quietly and continue our thought of prayer by singing to us a lovely song. It's simply called "My Simple Prayer." The Songsters.
My friend.
my simple prayer. And it's good to know that he is there. God's gift to us, prayer. But it's amazing that sometimes God includes us in his answer to someone else's prayer. And this morning, I want to just show you something. A number of years ago, many years ago, we as a church, we collected quite a lot of money to be given to a country, and then something went wrong in the country and we weren't able to use the money. And so it's been sitting there, getting interest of 0.00 point, whatever it is today, you know. And suddenly we, through Christine Stockman, we came to know Hugh Pilcher. Now, Hugh worked for 5 or 6 years with Dai and Gough in Malawi, and he worked for them, under them, in the Salvation Army. When they moved from Uganda, they left him a plot of ground, as long as he used it. And so, this is what he used it for. So, if I can have the first... There we are. Now, that's, first of all, he's telling us... King Gumba. Remember that? King Gumba. It's a little village in the bush, and that's just about the point where Hugh has set up this charity. And the next slide will tell you what it's called. Jesus loves the little children. And it originally started because there are so many youngsters out on the streets with no homes, and their idea was to bring them in to somewhere where they could have food. And then it developed, and he thought, why shouldn't these youngsters go to school? And so he sought sponsors all over the world to get these youngsters to school. Now, we met him just a couple of weeks ago, and a really, really wonderful guy, given his life to these children, especially the children from the bush. But his aim and desire is that they will get an education. But of course, it costs money there. And it costs £100 for a whole year at school. And my next slide. This slide was made for a laptop. So you pretend you're looking at a laptop. But there, if you see on my left-hand side, the young man with the white shirt, he's got a special pair of boots on. And for the first 7 or 8 years of his life, he never, ever had a pair of shoes. And he had deformed feet. And he had to walk among all the gravel and the mud. And then somebody sponsored him and bought him them boots. And it was like a new life to him. And many more children like that have been helped by people who have sponsored them. Next picture is Jesus Club. Because all the children who come from the villages around, they join the Jesus Club and they learn about Jesus. And many of them, as they grow older, they get saved. And then they stay on and they help the others at the club. So that's the Jesus Club. The next one is, again, they do all sorts of things in Jesus Club. They read the Bible, they play, they jump about. And oh, it's apparently, Christine said, it's a fantastic to be there. Next slide is... And the next one. And one more. That's the one I was looking for. Now, these are the children that we are sponsoring from this church. Timasumi Dennis. Now, Hugh tells me they don't normally assist children if their father is still around. But with this young man, because his father has serious health problems, they decided to send him to school. He's been to school for one term, but now no sponsor, so he would have to stop school. So we are sponsoring him for a year at school, and he's really thrilled about that. Then Fatima. Fatima is a very slow learner, and she's not yet been to school. She's been to, I think, what they call preschool, but she's not been to proper school. So Fatima will be going for a year on our sponsorship to school. Then we have I was dreading this one. Apollora Perez. Apollora Perez. Now this young lady does well at school, and she lives with her mum in the bush in a village, but she's very, very intelligent, and they want to keep her going to school, and so we're sponsoring her for that. Nakawala Joan lives with her four siblings. Her mum, Aisha, is a lovely Christian woman, but very, very poor. Very poor indeed. And so we're sponsoring Joan to go for another year at school. Then we come to Kato Sam and Takoko Gertrude. Sam and Gertrude to me and you. That's easier. And Sam is disabled. The only way that he can walk is on his knees. So the whole of his life, he's just walked around on his knees. We're paying for him to go to boarding school, where he'll have wheelchairs and where he'll be looked after, fed, and get all the medical attention that he needs. So, praise the Lord that we're able to do that. And finally, Gertrude. Gertrude is a little older than the others. If you can put the next picture on, and this is Gertrude. She's in her second year at secondary school, or she wants to be, and she's had a baby. She's had a baby. And Hugh, the man in charge, said her sponsorship stopped because she had a baby. We don't know the circumstances. It probably wasn't her fault, but the sponsors stopped. And Hugh wasn't very happy about it, and he went to see her and said, I'm sorry, but because of this, we can't sponsor you, and your sponsor's not going. So he went home, and he said, when he got home, the Lord said to him, what on earth are you doing? Get back there and tell her you're sponsor. So he went back and said, the Lord has said, we'll find your sponsor. And so we're going to sponsor her for another year at secondary school, because she wants an education. She's very, very good. Someone gave her an old sewing machine, and she's able to use it, and she makes clothes for the baby, and she wants to start a little business off. So we're going to sponsor her for, not for boarding school, but it's a little bit more expensive in the senior school. And so it's great. It's great, isn't it, to think that we can answer other people's prayers. The Lord can use us. I'm just going to ask us now to pray. Shall we pray? Lord, we know only these children by name, but we know that they belong to you. And we know from their desire to join the Jesus Club that they want to know more about you, and they do read their Bible and pray. But we are so thankful that you've given us this opportunity of being able to sponsor them so that they can have an education. Lord, bless each one of them, and may they learn much as they go back to school. Amen. 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 We'll have more pictures about these young people when we get more information. But thank you very much, those who, especially in the past, who gave so much money so this is possible. Now, I think we've got a trio coming up. That's three, isn't it? If four come out, I'm looking very silly. So let's see the what's left of the singing company, okay? I stand amazed. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. That's a net for you.
What can I say? call of me. I lay it all at your feet. Your love for me.
Good, wasn't it? That one is good. And special thanks to our soloist. The other three I'm not so sure about, but thank you very much to the soloist. Thank you very much, Kirsty, for that. So many times in other places I've been, that sort of number would have said, oh, we can't sing. But they never let us down. Thank you very much. Now, to those of you who are visiting, we're going to take up an offering. This is an offering for our own church. If you wish to take part, please do so. If not, but during the taking of the offering, now this should be difficult, the children of the Sunday school will go through to the community hall, and those, Mary, the age for Sunday school, make sure they get into the right place. Will you? I'll just give Mary a hint. I speak the same language as Mary. She understands me. See? So, while we're taking up your offering, the piano will play. The younger children will go to Sunday school. The older ones, I'm sorry, you've got to stay and listen to me. Thank you, John.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we reminded those of us who know the words of the song the pianist was playing, that God answers prayer in the morning, in the evening. He answers prayer whenever we talk to him. Before we ask our blessing or offering, we make a prayer for Les and for Marion, who are in hospital for different reasons, but we just pray that you will be with them at this moment. And once again, we ask and thank you for giving us gifts that we can return to you. And financially, we ask this morning that you will receive our gifts, bless it, and use it for your kingdom's sake. Amen. Amen. I'm able to tell you that tea and coffee will be served in the community hall following our worship this morning. For various reasons, there will be no open air this Sunday, no open air. My father was a Salvation Army officer for 40 years. I followed him for 25, and he said, when you make a decision, you'll never please anybody, everybody, but stick to your decision. So there you are, I'm sticking to it, whether you like it or not. But it's for various good reasons we're not able to perform there today. Can I just remind you that if you look on your bulletin, you'll see what's happening during this week. Just to remind you, it's the first Saturday cafe, next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock to 11:30. So please, as you always do, support that for us. The cafe, our own cafe, will be closing at 3 o'clock on Friday and reopening on Tuesday the 13th of August. We're going to do some cleaning and the kitchen, so I will make that sure that's in the bulletin next week so you can remember. I'm trying to think very quickly. I think the collection in the town towards the big collection was 381. 382, any advance? No, 382. And also the strawberry tea brought in £300, so that was over £680 towards our big collection total. So thank you, everyone who is involved. And finally, I had a message that Brigadier Lillian Day has been promoted to glory at the age of 104. And I understand she went into training from Felixstowe, and in the latter year she's been living in Stowmarket. We don't have any details yet of the funeral service, but as soon as we get them, we will let you know. Thank you very much for listening. Now we're going to listen to the message from the band.
Good morning. The band are going to play an arrangement based on the hymn tune St. Peter. And this tune is used for a variety of words, but the words that we link them to will fit in with this morning's meeting. They should come up on the screen for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I should play cornet, and I'd just have to come from there, wouldn't I? No? The band say no. Well, okay. Now, I'm going to invite you to join and read with me our scripture reading for this morning, and it's coming from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. So let us read together. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for a bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? May God add his blessing to reading from his word. Now, I'm going to do something which is really old-fashioned. We used to do it in the army years ago. I'm going to have a song come up on the screen. There it is. And the band are going to help us with this tune. But what I want to do is I'm going to volunteer to read the verse. Then we'll sing it. Then the band will stop. The band will stop. And I'll get someone to read the second verse. And it's a really modern type of song and prayer. So a volunteer then, straight away, to read the verse that's on the screen. Ooh, what a verse to that is, isn't it? Do I ever pray? Do the wishes of my heart, or do we just pray and just it all comes out, but we don't really think what we're saying? Well, that's a warning to us. So thank you, band. We've come straight in. Instruction then, yes, please. And we'll sing this. We'll remain seated. To read that verse. I didn't realize it was two verses in one in the tune. Someone would like to read that verse for me?
I may as well kneel down.
Wait, and we'll play this one. Straight in with the second verse, yes. Be careful when you pray, because God may answer your prayer, not in the way that you expect it, but he will answer your prayer. A man was wandering around in a field thinking about how good his wife had been to him and how fortunate he was to have her. And he asked God, God, why did you make her so kind-hearted? And the Lord responded, so you could love her, my son.
He said, well, why did you make her so beautiful? He said, so you could love her, my son. And why did you make her such a good cook, Lord? God said, so you could love her, my son. Then the man thought about this. Then he said, well, Lord, I don't mean to seem ungrateful or anything, but why did you make her so stupid? And the Lord said, so she could love you, my son. So be careful when you pray, because God will answer it, and maybe not in the way that you want. A writer called Dick Robinson wrote a little article called Why Must We Pray? And he started off with a quote which I think is worth writing down and remembering. He said this, prayer is the key that fits the lock of the door into a deepening relationship with God. Prayer is the key that fits the lock of the door into a deepening relationship with God. Friends, we are invited by the living God to approach him in intimate conversation. Just grasp hold of that. We are invited to have an intimate conversation with the God of this world. Jesus was asked by his disciples, Lord, teach us how to pray. And he gave them a model prayer, which we still use today. And we read in Acts, the early church gathered regularly for prayer. And in Paul's epistles are full of examples of prayer. But you know, we don't even need to know how to pray. Paul reminded us in Romans, because the Holy Spirit will search our hearts and pray for us in ways beyond our ability to articulate. The Holy Spirit will pray for us. And we read in Scripture that Jesus himself is at the Father's right hand interceding for us. Prayer is simply a privilege. But what does prayer do? I mean, what use is prayer? Well, prayer does not so much change the mind of God as it changes our minds to align our hearts to the will of God. Say that again. Prayer does not so much change the mind of God as it changes our minds to align our hearts with the will of God. Prayer places the ordinary details of life into divine perspective. Prayer can be private. We all have our daily times to pray and listening and opening and pleading with God. And we heard just a couple of weeks ago Neil speaking about gathering our common concerns to present them corporately to God. We must become practiced at prayer. We must get the holy habit of prayer. So it becomes like breathing. Just as we draw breath after breath to supply the oxygen that sustains life, so we must form the habit of prayer, inhaling the breath of the living God into our spiritual life. I could ask you to do something now. Can I ask you? Let us pray. Let's pray together. Right, now open your eyes. 95% of the people here, when I said, let us pray, closed their eyes. Others closed their eyes and bowed their heads. Some put their hands together. Because it's a habit. As soon as someone says, let us pray, we get into the mode of prayer. Nothing wrong with that, because that's what we should do. But alongside the habit of getting into the way we pray and the comfort of praying, we need to pray to the Lord as well. And so this gift that God has given us, something we must use. Watson, come here. I want to see you. With those famous words, Alexander Graham Bell catapulted himself into history as the inventor of the first practical telephone. And during June the 2nd, 1875 experiment by Bell and his assistant Thomas Watson, the telephone as we know it was born. It was a miraculous invention and it changed the world forever. Boy, gosh, how things have changed, eh? We now live in a world where we use texting, email, social media, host of other communication mediums as the new form of talking to one another. While modern technology is wonderful, it seems that we're losing the art of verbal communication. Alexander Graham Bell's miraculous world-changing invention is now in the museum and memories of days gone by. Brothers and sisters, fellow Christians, let me tell you, in whatever situation we find ourselves, our primary call should not be the iPhone. It shouldn't be the laptop. Our primary call when we're in need should be to the Lord. One of my favorite verses in all scripture is found in the book of Jeremiah. It's chapter 33. It says, "Call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Call to me and I will answer you and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." Now this Old Testament verse was addressed specifically to Jeremiah. But it's relevant to us in our lives today as we call out to him. But calling the Lord isn't so much picking up the phone, but it's kneeling down in prayer. So then, how should we call out to the Lord? Well, to begin with, prayer is a gift of God. And a gift is a good word to describe prayer, because prayer is not something we can do ourselves. Prayer is a gift God must give. And that he gives that gift generously, without any consideration of worthiness or unworthiness. Sinners as well as saints can pray. People of every religious tradition receive this gift. In fact, every human being, every one of us here, is able to pray. And we are called to pray. And all of us receive the gift. And surprisingly, sometimes, those thought to be ungifted pray best. And I've heard people say in church here, "Well, I can't stand up and pray." Why? Well, I wouldn't be able to say the words that they say. Listen to this. Jesus taught them a lesson in a parable about the Pharisee and the publican who went together up to the temple to pray. And the publican, an outsider, who thought himself unworthy of approaching God, was found more pleasing by God than the Pharisee, a professional religious person who prayed so effortlessly. We will not all be given the gifts of the Spirit. Some people will be given the gift of healing. Some will be given the gift of prophecy. Some will be given the gift of preaching. But not all of us. But each one of us has the gift of prayer. God has given every person in his world the gift of prayer. The smallest child, the frailest of the old, it's also given, yes, to those who say, "I'm not religious, I can't pray." It's given to everyone, this gift of prayer, no matter who you are. You know, the apostles had this gift of prayer, and their instinct was, when in trouble, pray. When challenged, pray. When intimidated, pray. When persecuted, pray. Prayer empowers us. And it will be prayer that will drive the ministry of this church forward. Not the speakers, not the music. It will be prayer that will drive this church forward. And God is looking for people who will totally and passionately seek him. And for such people, or such small groups as we have, God will prove how mighty his power with. Someone put the phrase, when they're in a small group and they started to pray, that his power exploded on their behalf. Will you, will our church be such people? Well, we can be if we follow the habit of prayer. Communication has come a long way. Those children who have just left us never remember the unique sound of a modem trying to access dial-up internet access. And some of you, even a little older, won't remember, as old boys remember, that you used to ask the operator to connect you to the person and they'd plug you in And I know, because my sister was a supervisor, and they used to listen in on what you and I were saying. That's the gossip got out. But they don't remember that today. And before that, even before that, the only way to talk to someone was to walk to their house or send a letter through the post, which could have, those days, take weeks to arrive. Now we have nearly instant access to all our friends. But God's been ahead of the curve ever since the beginning. He invented the always on, always connected that we have on our smartphones. He was there first, and he's still more available to us than even the fastest internet connection or any texting app. Perhaps one of God's greatest gifts to us is his time and attention. He's always available. All you have to do is approach him. And we can't top this in any of our human relationships. Which of your friends is always available, no matter the time of day? If you've got one like that, then you're very lucky. Some may be close to it, but I bet there are still times that they're in the bathroom when you ring, or putting the kid to sleep. Yet God is always available. He doesn't take any breaks. He's never too busy. He's always ready to listen to what's on our hearts. He never tires of our conversation. Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Prayer is one of God's greatest gifts to us. But it's only great when we use it. Prayer is how he guides us and provides direction for our lives. Prayer is how he provides comfort and strength in our life's greatest challenges. Prayer is how he calms and comforts our hearts when we're grieving. Prayer is how he communicates with us and leads us to his better future. Prayer is how God enters our lives and heals our hearts. If you're not praying, you're missing out on the greatest gift that God has given this world, the gift to speak to him. Let's do that now. Let us pray. I'm going to read to you a prayer, beautifully written prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your presence and availability to us. Thank you for wanting to spend time with us and always being ready to listen. Thank you for this great gift of your time, your guidance, your strength, your comfort, your relationship. Lord, help us to accept this gift and use it in our lives to connect with you through prayer and really get to know you, to listen for your responses and to follow your guide. Amen. Amen. May that prayer be answered in our lives this day and in the future days. God has given us the gift of prayer. There's no reason at all why you shouldn't use it. I just pray as we come to the end of this first month that we have come closer to God because we have taken on the holy habit of prayer. We're going to conclude our thoughts on prayer by singing a little chorus that says, "Prayer gently lifts me to highest heaven. From earth's confusion to Jesus' breast, my sin and weakness, my doubts and sorrow are lost forever in sweetest rest." If this morning you feel that you've let God down, you haven't used the gift of prayer, and you feel you want to speak to him, then we have a place of prayer where you come and kneel. We have our prayer group at the front who will be too pleased to speak to you. If you feel a little nervous at walking down during the meeting, they'll be there after the meeting. They will pray with you. They know about prayer. They know about prayer. Let's sing this together prayerfully. Prayer gently. Thank you. again. If you can sing it with your eye closed, please do. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great gift of prayer that enables us to come into intimate conversation with you. Help us to use the gift more and more. Lord, we thank you that we can talk to you at any time, and any day, and any hour. So we simply say thank you for that gift. We ask that in your precious name. Amen. 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 Thank you very much for listening. We've got a closing song. It's an old favourite that some people might sort of turn their nose up, but I think it's a good one. It's the best one for a meeting about prayer, and it's "What a Friend We Have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." Do you believe it's a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer?
Yes.
And again?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you said that the first time. That was great. So, we're going to stand. A little introduction from the band and this well-known song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Thank you. For singing so well. Mind you that as soon as we've concluded, the band will play a little piece,
And then you can make your way for tea and coffee in the community hall. Or if you want to go down and join in with the young people in their tent down on the seafront, it's right next to the swimming pool, the swimming center, leisure center. Right, it's right next. You can't miss it. There's lots of canopies up there, and that's going on now until 6 o'clock tonight. Just a last prayer. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fact that we are able to talk to you. And we know that we don't have to talk to you because you're here all the time. But you've given us that opportunity to do so. And so we thank you for prayer and the power of prayer. We pray for the young people that we're supporting to go to school. We pray for those who are unwell within our church fellowship. Those who are going through difficult times. Lord, our prayers go out to them right now. And we now pray that your grace and your peace and your love will be ours this morning and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you. Yes.